Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Hello, hello. This is Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show and podcast. So I want to talk to you about something that is so significant to your success. And honestly, it doesn't matter if we're talking about entrepreneurship and business or just your personal life, because this one thing is vital to success in every area of life as we know it. I simply have the question, are you honoring your time? And I'm going to give you an example, especially I've been implementing over the past couple of days, okay? First of all, if we're not honoring our time, we only have ourselves to blame. And we can look at several ways in which we do this. Now, let's think about it. We often live in a distracted society. For many of us, when we wake up in the morning, one of the first things we do is go to our phones and check for either messages, maybe your Facebook feed, your Instagram feed, social media. You know, statistics will show that there's a high number of people, more than you probably think, that the first thing they do when they roll out of bed is check for their Facebook and social media messages. I'm sad to say that many do this before they even pray, but I'm not going to go there today. What I'm saying is we live in a very distracted society, between things always being fast-paced to just simple distractions. Maybe it's we're walking by the television, we hear a commercial, or we see something, you know, that little shiny, bright light, bells and whistle things that distract us. But I will use the example of social media because I know it's true for myself. Sometimes you went to Facebook to find very specific information and you looked at your notifications. You looked at your feed and, oh, I didn't know about that. Oh, it's so-and-so's birthday. Oh, that's a cool post. Gotta congratulate them on this. And before you know it, you've wasted 20 to 30 minutes on social media. On top of that, the very thing you were looking for that you needed, probably forgot about it. And then you go back later and do the same thing and the cycle repeats itself. So it's very important I talk to you, especially as entrepreneurs. Are you honoring your time? And I told you, I give you a few examples I've been implementing in the past week, and this will be very helpful for many of you. So I had this scheduled meeting with the collaborator. We're working on a global project. And while I'm telling you, we're sitting at this meeting with this major influencer. I'm talking about, I cannot even tell you how valued this person's time is. You know, I've been enjoying here recently sitting in meetings with people that make $10 and $25 million deals. So when you're at the table with discussions with these type of people, especially if at any portion they're seeking your advice, it's an amazing, amazing time. And you want to honor it as well as their time. So I had this call that showed up on my phone, and it was a Google Duo call. Now, I looked at the email. I'm like, I know I've seen this before. I still don't even remember who that person is. But, okay, they called once, and I'm going, okay, I don't know where this email is from. I think I've seen it before. And with me being a magazine editor, a consultant, a lot of the different platforms, you know, a nonprofit executive, I worked on several different platforms. So your email could be coming to me from anywhere. But my thing was, one thing I recognized, and this is a note for my listeners, it was a Google Duo call. Not 100% familiar with Google Duo because although I do love many of Google's applications, but that meant that whoever this is, we have no scheduled time because I know the meeting I have scheduled and this is not it. Matter of fact, it was a Zoom call. But number two, you're using what works best for you, which is fine, but I don't even use that app. So already I know whoever's calling, you have an agenda. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but at the present, I had an agenda as well. I had a meeting, a very important meeting. And one thing, when you honor your time, you honor the energy going in and out of the meeting. You honor the energy before you do an assignment, before you do a project. Your mindset has to be in a certain space. So you don't fill the time with all of these little things that were unscheduled. You zone into the purpose of this meeting. You should have already prepared for it, but there's last minute things you're doing. There's encouragement you're doing to yourself to be calm, to be precise, and to be on point and value the space of that meeting and the topic. So that was number one. Number two, this person was very persistent. So they kept calling, It was like three or four different times I'm going, this is how we don't honor our time when we answer those calls. I knew I had an important meeting scheduled. It was just a matter of minutes. Two, I knew this, whoever this was, even though I couldn't identify them, that was problem number two. I had no scheduled meeting with you. And maybe to you, it was urgent. It wasn't urgent for me. Number three, this person, I don't know how Google Duo works, but by any other method of contact, if they had it, they didn't leave a message. They didn't say, hey, you know, I was trying to call you versus this, but I'd like to talk to you if you can schedule some time. So what did that really mean? Whether that was just an email that looked similar to one I thought I recognized, we really didn't have any time on any schedule on any type of project that was important for me to answer that Google Duo call. I needed to honor my time. And apparently it wasn't all that valued because the person didn't leave a message. So whatever agenda they had, it didn't get fulfilled. Number two example, it was on the weekend. Now, I am a person in my business. I'm not exclusive to Monday through Friday. I'm also a person at this level of business. I'm not going to work 7 days a week. Or if I'm working at something beyond what my normal workspace is, it's because I'm passionate about it. But I have to schedule time with clients and collaborators. It needs to be scheduled. And I'll tell you why, other than what's obvious. My family deserves that. My mind, body, and soul and spirit deserves that. The clients that invest deserve that. And the brands we represent deserve that. All of these different areas need me at my optimum, which means as hard as I work, I also owe, I have a fiduciary responsibility, if not just a moral one, to make sure I'm at my best. Which means there has to be time. It can't be all work and enrichment and continued education. There also must be time where I'm relaxed because the genius is in my thoughts and my creativity and my visions. They bring me their vision and I use my expertise as well as my special creative eye and talents to top that. And we together collaboratively create something that is magnificent, a vision that supersedes what each of us saw. And then when we put it together, it simply becomes pure magic. But if I'm not at my optimum, if I'm treating this just like another thing, if I'm going strictly for the monetization, then we may create a great end product, but it's not going to be at its most highest. It's excellent. It's amazing, magical, star power level. That's important. When you want to set yourself apart from others, that's important. So you have to go in the magic and you have to create the magic. And you can't do that if your mind is everywhere, if the right people are in place, and if you're treating it like just another thing. Yes, success is scheduled, but and success is automatic in some cases, but success is really intentional. And one of the ways you can create this magic consistently is to honor your time. So again, I had someone call me on the weekend. Now, I know this person, and I knew it probably wasn't business, just catching up. But I'm at the point now, absolutely not. You know, I have my regular friends I talk to, whatever, whatever. And then other people, it's just like, you know, you really need to tell me what's up. You need to honor my time and not just call me randomly. You need to say, yo, what's up? You know, I want to catch up with you. I want to follow up. Leave me a message. Text me if you have that level of access. Because like the one I said with Google Duo, obviously we didn't have that level of access. Because you would know, I don't even use Google Duo. So you would know if we had a relationship, the best way to contact me. And you would do that. Even from a professional standpoint, if you're using this and that isn't your client's preferred message, you know, sometimes people use Facebook Messenger. A lot of people don't use Facebook Messenger. So it may be the tool that you use and very efficient for your communication style. But if it's not for them, that message will sit in Facebook Messenger forever. Don't get upset when they don't respond or they respond a year or two later because it's not something they use. So one of the things when you're trying to make connections in business, you build a relationship first and you ask, you know exactly how they want to be contacted, when they want to be contacted, because that's important. But anyway, this person called and they've called a couple times. And it's not that I don't like them. I really do respect them as a person in business. But it's the fact that every time you call, I'm typically in the middle of something or you're calling it inopportune times. And one of the commitments I make with myself, my business, my clients and prospective clients, future clients, is that I will not dishonor my time anymore. I try intentionally every day to not fill it with a bunch of junk or a bunch of distractions. And when I do, I autocorrect because my brand, my purpose, my mission and theirs depend on that. My monetization, my wealth, my prosperity and not just financially depends on just that. Okay, so that was one thing. Didn't answer that person's call. Apparently, it wasn't pressing because I haven't seen where you've used other opportunities to sort of reach out to me or get a hint, say, let's schedule something. You haven't done it. So apparently, it's not that essential. And then I'll say this third and last. I had someone reach out to me on one of the social media platforms. And for our brand, that's not uncommon. People, you know, that's why we're on social media, because we want to be able to have you contact us by variety of means. However, this annoys me so much, people. I'm going to just put it out there. It's a pet peeve of mine. Instagram. People will say hello. Well, that's common courtesy. And you say hello back. How are you doing today? Well, you know, I'm from the South, so maybe they're just being extra, hospitable. So I say, I'm fine. How are you? But then past that point, instead of getting to what they want, they keep doing that. Hello, I'm well. How are you? Stop it. Because the majority of people that do that, they're trying to sell you something, or this is like a spam bot where someone has got into their account. Have you heard about this grant for blah, 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 blah? Yeah, they're spamming you. So I just did what I do. I cut them off and said, I am well. This is a business account that we use for business purposes. Because prior to that, I asked them, how can I help you? I said, hello. So I was hospitable and pleasant. But then I said, how can we help you? Or how can I help you? And they did the hello, how are you this morning? Fine. And you know, they wanted to keep going into that. I said, you know what? This is a business account. I said, fine or whatever. This is a business account that's used for business purposes. How can we help you? Crickets. Never heard anything else. Okay, there you go. Honor your time. Be responsive. Be polite, but honor your time. Don't let people continue just because you're looking for a sale or hope it's a sale. Just ramble on. Honor your time. And I'm going to conclude with this last example in this episode of CEO Talk. I was talking to a friend, and there was someone that had reached out to her on one of the messengers, or maybe they reached out to her via, text. Someone she knew, someone formally that she had communicated with, and for privacy reasons, I'm not going to go into the message. But I'll give you this example as well we see on social media. People will have these little sad messages, and they'll talk about how they have no support. And they'll talk about how they sacrifice so much, and no one supports them, and they feel unloved, and this. Now, as a childhood abuse survivor and someone that is on a mission to create that circle of healing, I'm always concerned about someone when I see certain emotional signs or things that are said. But I also will tell you, a lot of times my response is I pray. I don't reach out to them Because one, I'm not a crisis center. I'm not a therapist. And everything that we define as a cry for help, oftentimes it's not. I'm not talking about someone on social media talking about they're going to kill themselves. I'm talking about someone that always has this dramatic story. It's always about trauma, because those same people that post that, on the other hand, before that, you've seen like 10, 15 messages where they're just pissed off about everything. And they're talking about everybody. And, you know, it could be the presidential election. They're mad at this candidate. And they're over here. They're talking about people in the neighborhood. And they're, you know, pissed off about that. Then over here, they're cracking jokes and trying to be a comedian. Then over here, it's like if there's drama, they run to it. If there's not a fire, they start one. They're always in the midst of mess and igniting that flame. And then when the flame builds up and burns them, now comes the pity message where I have no support, no one loves me, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm going to tell you? When you see those people, stop trying to be the fixer and just pray, because that's the help they really need. A lot of people are dealing with different things, from depression, from mental illness, from trauma, from, you know, things that trigger certain issues. And you know what? You connect with them. You're trying to give them a kind word. You're trying to give them positivity. But the truth of the matter is, honey, they will drain every bit of energy out of you. And you'll spend so much time trying to console, and it never gets better. And if you're not careful, you'll spend so much energy with them that before long, you develop the same toxic attitude. Well, all you're trying to do is comfort them and fix it and make it better. That's not your job. Because this is the example that I gave my friend. Let's say that you are an airline pilot. You're at a high level of expertise, and lives depend on what you do. So you're on that plane and you're flying that plane. Now, behind you, let's say the toilet is overflowing on the plane. Someone else's coffee is not hot enough. Someone else didn't get nuts. Or, you know, maybe they had peanut allergies and someone beside them had nuts and now they're going into this whole, you know, they need medical care. All of those things are important. All of those things are issues that need to be addressed, and some of them right now. But as the pilot, are you going to get out of your seat abruptly, leave the plane to just fly itself and run, get a plunger, unstop the toilet, give the person a shot that has the peanut allergies, and try to get the person that didn't get nuts, give it to them, and then try to make sure the person's coffee is hot? Well, if you say yes to that question because you need to help and these are serious issues, congratulations, you just killed everybody on the airplane. However, if you'd stayed in your seat and do the job that your expertise demands, I assure you, there are staff, there are flight attendants, there are other people to deal with the pressing issues, and some of those other things will wait until the plane actually lands. A lot of us are calling ourselves helping people and fixing issues that we care about. But because you choose not to honor your time and do what only you're supposed to be doing, you're not a fireman. Let the fireman or woman put that fire out. That's their job. That's what they love to do. That's their purpose in this whole big thing. But you, my friend, the CEO, the visionary, your purpose is to do what only you can do, what only you should do, and hire everyone for everything else. One of the ways you do that and will be able to have intentional, continuous success is to honor your time. Stop being distracted. Stop allowing all of these things, everything you see from social media to people, you know, to different things, just distract you and knock you off course. Because at the end of the day, it's not their fault. It wasn't that person that tried to contact me by Google Duo's fault. It wasn't the person that just tried to call me randomly. Wasn't their fault either. Nor is it the junk mail or the spammers in my email. No, it's none of their faults. I can't even blame people that have different posts that are alluring on social media. It's supposed to be alluring to their audience. If I get distracted, if I allow others to knock me off track, guess whose fault that is? It ends and begins with the head, the person at top, the person's in charge. Success is scheduled. You must be intentional. And one of the ways you do that is by honoring your time. As always, I enjoy these sessions we have together. It's something I really want to bring to you and discuss because time, we all get the same amount of time. Same amount of time every day. Everybody has 24 hours. But what you do with your 24 hours is going to make a tremendous difference. And if you start thinking about your hours and minutes and seconds in dollar signs, I'm not saying everything is money, but if you think about how much your expertise and talent is worth, if you think about how much your peace is worth, if you think about how much your total prosperity and wellness is worth, then I assure you, you would make better choices. If you knew the next hours was worth $5,000, guarantee you, you wouldn't spend that next hour on Facebook or social media looking at random posts and laughing at this person's stuff and looking for videos. No, sweetheart, you would spend that hour trying to grind and make that $5,000. But when you don't assign a dollar amount on your expertise, your time, your knowledge, your vision, your purpose, your peace, and all these other things that you claim that matter to you, you waste time. And that's where often we find you are not meeting your goals, you are not exceeding, you are not successful, and you're looking at other people with envy when really you only have yourself to blame. So I leave you again with the message, honor your time, and success is scheduled. What have you scheduled today for your current, your perspective, and your desired success? Again, this is Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru. I've enjoyed this time with you, and I enjoyed being transparent, as I always love to do with our CEO talks. Remember, you can follow me at thejoyguru.net. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.